Leland Rooker is a senior editor of Sensi Mag, and he joins us Thursday mornings to take a look at the latest news in cannabis. This week, he's taking a look at naming rights for Mile High Stadium in Denver, and he's also taking a look at a new drug for ADHD that's being marketed in the form of a gummy bear.
Yeah, it's a very interesting story. This this new drug is called Adzenys, and it's an extended release amphetamine, much like Adderall, and it doesn't even come in a pill bottle. It just comes in these gummy bear forms, and it was approved by the Food and Drug Administration in January for patients 6 years old, 6 years and older. And it comes in six dose strengths, and you just take it as a gummy bear. That's all you do. According to the stories that I read, the company has 125 sales reps all across the United States trying to take advantage of the back-to-school market, and they see it as a way to give children the drugs that they need or that somebody thinks they need, and it's winning support from doctors because of that, because it makes it easier. There are a lot of children that don't like to take pills.
What has that got to do with cannabis? Your beat, Leland.
You know, that's the interesting part, is that we compare that with the current controversy in the last couple of years over edibles in Colorado, and you know, these are marketed to adults. They're not marketed to children at all. They're marketed to adults. They can only be sold to adults. And people are screaming bloody murder about the fact that these things look like candy. They look gummy bears. They look like candy. And so they're enticing to children. And my point is, of course they're enticing to children, because the medical profession, or at least the pharmaceutical profession, has come up with a way to make it easier for children to take drugs. And I just see a real hypocrisy there. I see a real, it's okay to have gummy bears for children who balk at swallowing pills to make it easier to take their medication, but it's not okay to have a gummy bear with THC for adults because of the possibility that a child might get it. I just see real hypocrisy there.
But with the ADHD medication, that would be something that would be prescribed. It's not a recreation drug, and I'm assuming would have that type of childproof cap and everything like that. I mean, how is that then different to the cannabis version?
One would think that, but it comes in a package. It doesn't come in pill form. It doesn't come in a bottle. It doesn't come in anything like that. It comes in a package just like candy. Just like candy. So in one sense, we're trying to get kids to take drugs and make it easier for them to do it. And at the same time, we're warning them about THC. And I see a real disconnect there. I see a real disconnect. And I think that children are smarter than that. I hope they are.
Well, what about the naming rights? That's an issue at the formerly Mile High Stadium. Then it was Sports Authority Stadium. Now, of course, with Sports Authority going bankrupt, the naming rights of the sports stadium in Denver are up for grabs. What's this got to do with cannabis?
Yeah, this is one of the funny, this is kind of the fun sidelight of legalization in Colorado. I've been going to Denver a lot more in my car, so I've been driving by and it says Sports Authority at Mile High Stadium. Everybody can see it. Everybody drives by there every day. And of course, Sports Authority has gone bankrupt, so it's going to lose the naming rights, the original naming rights. So this is Mile High Stadium. Originally, Mile High Stadium was the place where the Broncos had played for decades. And it's, you know, it's kind of a name that suggests the same kind of thing as Yankee Stadium does in New York, you know, Mile High Stadium. But then somehow or other, we found out that people could, that the stadium could make money by giving naming rights. And so Invesco, a company, won the naming rights in 2001. They paid $120 million for those naming rights, and it gave it to them for 25 years. They lost that in 2011, and now the Sports Authority signed on at $6 million a year, and now Sports Authority has gone bankrupt. Now, there's a Denver Post columnist who says, this is a jinx. Don't put your name on Mile High Stadium. You know, let's just leave it at Mile High Stadium. So the interesting part here is that two cannabis companies have already stepped forward and said that they want to get the naming rights to it. In April, the Denver marijuana company Native Roots said that it wanted to spend the $6 billion a year to buy this from Sports Authority to obtain the naming rights. And on last week, Open Vape, that's a Denver company that makes vaporizers and cannabis oil products, said it wants the naming rights, and they've even put up a little video of what it would look like. Open Vape, Open Vape at Mile High. That's what it would be. And I find this really curious. I don't think that any of this is going to happen, because if the state tourist board is any indication, the state doesn't want to have anything to do with putting the NFL and marijuana together. And the NFL is having a problem with marijuana right now. So I don't think it's going to happen, but I think it's indicative of what we're going to see more of in the future here in Colorado as legalization takes hold.
Leland Drucker writes for Scentsy Mag, scentsymag.com, or catch it in newsstands around the Front Range.